Okay, we're looking right now at a television feed from NASA. NASA employees appear to have just shut and are sealing the hatch of the shuttle Atlantis. We're now about 2 hours away from the scheduled launch of the last American shuttle to venture into space.
And joining us to talk about that is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So early this morning, it seemed like bad weather. Lots of rain would have kept this launch from happening, but it now appears to be a go. What are we really looking at here?
Well, I think the answer is that the forecast hasn't changed. They're still saying that there are clouds in the area that could roll in and cover the Cape. As the ground heats up, it can change the weather pattern and the wind direction. So they're not saying that it's clear to go yet, but what they're saying is it's possible enough that the conditions will be okay that it's worth getting ready. So that's what they're doing. They're
just proceeding
with getting ready.
It's not just about the weather at Cape Kennedy.
Right. You have to have clear all the way around because, you know, there are landing sites in Spain. There are landing sites in California. These are places in contingencies. If for some reason the main engines don't work properly, they can't achieve orbit, they can't achieve the proper orbit, they want to come back to the Cape Kennedy, to Kennedy Space Center. All these places have to have clear weather.
And I want to ask about that, Joe Palca, because you mentioned those alternate landing sites. It reminds us that things can go wrong even after this launch at 11:26 a.m. That's when it's scheduled. There's a crew of four. There are contingencies built in if there is a problem. Would you just talk us through some of the things, the what-ifs that NASA does and the what-ifs that we should be looking for even after this launch if it goes off today?
Well, the what-ifs are dependent on whether the thrust is working properly. So if there are different times at different altitudes and different speeds where the shuttle can make it back to the Kennedy Space Center, make it across the Atlantic Ocean, make it to California. And there's even a scenario called abort to orbit, which means the engines aren't working properly, but they have enough energy to get into orbit. And then they can actually often, and this has happened actually, they can adjust the orbit after they've gotten into orbit. So they don't get the one they want initially, but they can adjust it.
They improvise.
Yep.
And also one of the reasons there are only four astronauts on this very, very historic flight, and that's about half the usual number, is what? Because they have to be, they need to protect them. There's no backup.
Right. There's no rescue shuttle standing by. This is the final one. And so the decision is that if they're able to get into space and they look at the vehicle and they say, oh, there's a problem with the tile, or there's a problem with the carbon on the wing, and there's something that they're worried about bringing the shuttle back, they'll all move into the space station for a while, and then there's enough food there for four more crew members, and they'll take them down one at a time on the Soyuz capsule, the Russian Soyuz, which is now the only way of getting astronauts to and from the space station.
Amazing to think about the contingencies, and we can hope that none of them are called for today. We just want to mention that we're a little more than 2 hours from the scheduled launch of the shuttle Atlantis. And Joe, as somebody who's been covering whatever the next phase in space flight is supposed to be, whether it's involving the private sector, the public sector, or a combination of the two, what does this moment feel like to you, the final shuttle flight?
It's odd, you know. It sort of bookends. Well, I hope it doesn't end my career, but my start of my career.
Oh no, don't worry, Joe.
It started
There's
my career.
More.
Thank you, Renee. I started pretty much right when the first shuttle launched, and actually the biggest. I was on the job 3 weeks when the Challenger exploded. So I sort of started there, and I have a little knot in my stomach every time these go up, just because they're amazing vehicles. There's a ton of energy going there, and there are things that can go wrong, so I'm always a little nervous. Well, but this time I hope it's the last time I have to be nervous.
Amazing reminder that if there is a problem on launch, an indication of the power here is that one of the backup landing spots is on another continent. Joe, thanks very much. That's NPR's Joe Palca in our studios this morning.